the Kerr people, how did they cotton to this arrangement?
I'd become good friends with Bob Kerr's brother, Aubrey Kerr. Don Baldwin and I, we had this suite, makes it sound a little more fancy than it was. The old Biltmore, which since been torn down, was really kind of a shabby place. But it was sort of Grand Central Station for political figures. I'd get up one morning, for example, and there's Governor Gary having breakfast with us. Gary was a kind of a straight-laced, reserved sort of fellow. I walked in my pajamas, my hair standing up. Don Baldwin said, "Raymond," he'd served with him in the state senate, called him by his first name. "Raymond, you ever see a head of hair like that?" Gary said, no. Well, Aubrey and people like that used to hang out at our room, so I'd become friends with them. And, of course, Bob Kerr and I had seen each other a lot, and he'd said a lot of good things about me I learned to other people, including his family, his wife, and his sons. They felt that this was their office. And they really, I mean, irrationally, but they really resented Howard Edmondson not only appointing himself, but appointing anybody without talking to them.
The Kerr people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, sort of the tradition in the Senate had been up to that time that the senator's wife would be appointed or somebody like that. When I went to the Senate, there were only two women in the Senate, and both of them had been appointed to start with when their husband died. So right away, Robert Kerr Jr., who's a lawyer in Oklahoma City, announced that he is going to run.
Let me just say here that there's a gentleman on the landscape by the name of Bud Wilkinson.
Yeah.
He was obviously the coach of Oklahoma University football, which was the thing in the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he was, as a coach, an icon.
Absolutely. Oklahomans, you know, always suffered from that oaky image and grapes of wrath and so forth. Gee, almost the only thing that ever came along in that day that made you proud to be an Oklahoman was the Sooner football team, and Bud Wilkinson was responsible for it. He was just almost a sacrosanct figure.
And Robert Kerr courted him as a Democrat.
I think so. I never knew it at the time, but I later learned that there had been some of that.
Because
And Wilkinson was registered as a Democrat.
From Minnesota, and he came from the University of Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
He was a Democrat coming out of there.
Yeah.
That's obvious then that Wilkinson gave in to the Republicans because they were courting him as much as the Democrats were,
right.
I suppose.
That was somewhere in the future. What happened, though, Robert S. Kerr Jr. announced for senator, and Raymond Gary, the former governor, did too. Raymond Gary hated Edmondson, and Edmondson hated Gary. Edmondson thought Gary was somewhat corrupt. He and his brother had been in the oil business and asphalt and so forth. Raymond was a teetotaler and a very strong Christian and very rural in his outlook. Edmondson, urban, modern, reform, and by then had kind of developed a sort of playboy image. Time magazine had written him up where he was stopped in Chicago late at night in the company of a television weather girl, first not his wife. He'd also been written up soon after he went to the Senate to go into a party at Robert Kennedy's house where somebody was thrown fully clothed and tucked and whatever in the swimming pool. And I think all that sort of offended Raymond, but they were really bitter enemies, so he's running against Edmondson. The Kerr people didn't like Gary. I think they had some business dealings in the past, oil business or whatever, and they disliked each other. So here you've got Bob Kerr Jr., Edmondson, and Gary, two of them former governors, announcing for the Senate. Aubrey Kerr kept telling me, "That boy will never run," telling about Bob Kerr Jr. He said, he never liked politics. He always thought of that as his dad's business. He never liked politics. And it turned out he wasn't a good speaker, you know, and people would say, "Oh, he's not his dad." And Aubrey said, "That boy's going to pull up lame in the backstretch, and they're going to put the saddle on you." I'm thinking I'm running for governor 2 years from now. And then, along about this time, the Wilkinson thing began to develop. And Wilkinson went into court and changed his name. His name was Charles B. Bud Wilkinson, and he changed it to Bud Wilkinson. And also changed his party registration. All of that was in the paper. He became a Republican, and it became known that he's going to run, apparently, for the U.S. Senate.
What convinced you then to not run for governor and to run for the U.S. Senate?
You know, so many things have happened to me that happened in a flash, and they're sort of serendipitous. I'm reading a wonderful memoir by Anna Quinlan right now, and she said, you know, it's just weird how you make your plans, and she didn't say it this way, but then life happens, you know. And you look back on it and you think, this could have gone that way or this way. One time I was up in my hotel room there in the Biltmore. My wife, LaDonna, was there, and a guy who'd been a volunteer campaigner for me, a lawyer down at Lawton named Bill Sexton. And I guess we were planning to go to some meeting or something that evening. I came home from the state Senate session. They told me it's just been on the radio, and it's in the Oklahoma City Times, that Bob Kerr Jr. has withdrawn as a candidate for the Senate. Well, I still didn't see how that affected me, but I'm thinking, how will that work now? Who's going to run or what? About that time, I got a call from a young guy named Bob McCandless, Robert C. McCandless. He had been an intern and then a staff member of Senator Kerr's in Washington. I had met him. I was the principal speaker at a Chamber of Commerce dinner in Frederick one time when I was about to run for governor. And he was traveling around that area for Kerr as a staff member. And he, way back then, began to talk to Kerr about me. By then, he was in law school back down at Norman. So he called me and he said, my brother Bill and I want to come and talk to you. Bill McCandless, he was the manager and part owner of a big discount furniture store in Oklahoma City and a graduate of Northwestern University. He had been active in my campaign for governor. The Biltmore Hotel had one of these kind of illegal bars. All these hotels did. Technically, you became a member in order to order mixed drinks. Meet us downstairs in whatever the name of that club was. We're coming right down there. So I said, okay. As I left, the last thing LaDonna said to me was, now don't you let them talk you into running for the Senate. Well, I said, oh, no, they're not going to do that. I'm running for governor. So I said, I'll be back in a minute. I went down there, and both of them said, you ought to run for Senate. These things don't happen very often. You've got to do it when you've got the chance. Bill McCandless, who I thought had damn good judgment, said, you can win this thing. Gary and Edmondson hate each other, and each of them have got their problems. And then Bob McCandless said, the Kerr people have got to help you out. He said, I don't have any inside information, but none of them likes either Edmondson or Gary. You've got this organization already out there. Well, I just set that thing, but that just makes sense. So not 30 minutes later, I'm back upstairs. I said, well, I'm getting ready. We're running for the Senate. So I went right away down to Lawton and got together with J.C. Kennedy and Ned Shepler. You remember, they're my very close friends. And they're the two guys that sent the telegram to Edmondson that he should appoint himself. So I said, I'm going to run for the Senate. I told them about the McCandless just talking to me. Here's the way they laid it out for me. And I made it look a little more definite that the Kerr people would support me. And they said, well, I don't think you ought to do that. You can be elected governor next time. And we're going to have to support Edmondson. I lived across the street from J.C. Kennedy. They're my really closest friends. But they're the ones that helped talk Edmondson into doing this. But that didn't faze me. By then, I'd made up my mind. I made it up instantly, and so we ran.
Obviously, Edmondson and Gary were well-known across the state.
Yeah.
And you were just coming on. People really didn't know Fred Harris.
Yeah. Associated Press did a really good poll. I forgot who did it for him. Very early there, that showed that Raymond Gary and Howard Edmondson each had, I think one of them had 33%. And the other 34% of the vote, and I had 14. But each of them had over 90% who knew I was. And less than 50% of the people knew who I was, which always came as a shock to us legislators. We think everybody knows me. I've been here a long time and in the newspapers and whatever. But we thought that that was a really favorable poll for me, that those guys probably had about all the support they were going to get, since they're already very well known. I was not well known, and if I could become better known, there was all that undecided crowd out there, that I had a much better chance at it, and that's how it worked out.